Good morning. July 6th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's edition tracks treatment access, overdose response, and a federal request for information on scheduling 7-hydroxymetragonine above a specified threshold. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. To start, CT Public reports that Connecticut wants to treat more teens with substance use disorder, but finding providers is challenging. In Massachusetts, the Boston Globe looks at what it calls wastewater wars, as a Massachusetts company loses a state contract while public health priorities evolve. That is one to watch for anyone following how overdose surveillance and public health monitoring infrastructure are changing. At the national level, the New York Times reports that tobacco companies are cashing in on Zyn's popularity. There is also a commentary piece from Recovery Review on transformation grounded in the reconciliation of identity, values, and belonging. A few signals from social media stood out as well. One lived experience post on Blue Sky described a sudden jump in the cost of naltrexone to more than $200, framed as a direct recovery challenge after sharing about it at an AA meeting. It is a concrete reminder that medication access can shift abruptly, even when someone is already engaged in recovery. On the innovation side, one post on X promoted an AI-powered detection and addiction treatment platform, saying it has signed numerous municipalities and serves thousands of patients. Another X post from Journal of General Internal Medicine asked whether it is time to rethink the term precipitated withdrawal, pointing to an article that introduces a buprenorphine-associated opioid withdrawal model based on pharmacokinetics and a more nuanced framework for understanding withdrawal. That framing may matter for how clinicians and patients talk through difficult buprenorphine starts. There was also an opposition message worth noting. A post from Peter Meisner on X pushed back on claims that a supervised consumption site in Yaletown does not affect residents or small businesses, and presented it as an example of nearby disorder and drug dealing. This is best understood as opposition messaging around supervised consumption policy and neighborhood impact. In new research, an International Journal of Drug Policy study examined the role of oxygen in shelter-based overdose response through a qualitative needs assessment across shelter sites in Toronto, Canada. A separate International Journal of Drug Policy paper from Rhode Island looked at drivers of overdose prevention center engagement and connections to care, using the phrase, "Once I started going, I had this central wheel hub." That kind of engagement finding connects directly to ongoing debates about whether these sites help people build broader care relationships. And in Frontiers in Digital Health, a feasibility trial studied risk factors for drug use recurrence using ecological momentary assessment, wearable technologies, machine learning, and a peer recovery support specialist intervention. On the policy front, a federal item stands out today. The United States has issued a request for information on the temporary placement of 7-hydroxymetragonine above a specified threshold in Schedule 1. If your work touches kratom-related policy, product formulation, or supply issues, this is the item to read closely. There are several current funding opportunities to keep on your radar.
The Health Resources and Services Administration has two Rural Communities Opioid Response Program opportunities, RCOR Impact and RCOR Planning, and both deadlines are July 8, 2026. Those deadlines are very close. Also current, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration is offering Preventing Youth Overdose, Treatment, Recovery, Education, Awareness, and Training, with a deadline of July 16, 2026. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. And one activism item to note, Shatterproof is asking for donations to support recovery programs. If any of those funding deadlines apply to your work, This is a good day to confirm submission timelines. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.